Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Jane, we're going to take a look at Snapchat today. Now, this is a social media platform I know absolutely nothing about, so I'm all ears today. Can you explain to us why young people are into this particular one and what we need to know as parents?
So Snapchat is probably one of the most popular apps among Irish teens, and in particular when we ask them what they use Snapchat for, they have different things that they like about the platforms. And for Snapchat, they use that for messaging their friends. That's very much what they enjoy doing about it. And I suppose that the kind of the thing that sets Snapchat apart from the other platforms when it first came out was the disappearing messages. And I suppose this is one of the kind of causes of concerns for parents when it first did come out, because you can send somebody a message and it disappears within 24 hours. So in terms of what the actual app is, it's a visual messaging app. Users can take photos, record videos, add text or drawings, and snaps will disappear after the recipient views it or within 24 hours. So the age restrictions on Snapchat are 13. So the platform says it does not allow accounts under 13. And some kind of the interesting features. So if somebody you don't know on Snapchat is trying to send you a snap, so this isn't somebody you're linked at, you'll receive a notification first that another account has added you. And you can only receive the snap if you add them to your friends list. One of the big kind of developments in Snapchat last year was the introduction of the My AI chatbot. This is an AI chatbot that is available for users to ask questions and have conversations. I think one of the things that our teams that we spoke to found frustrating was that this appears on their Snapchat accounts and they couldn't remove it if they didn't like the feature. You must have a Snapchat Plus subscription to remove that particular feature. There's also the stories feature, so lets you share photos and videos. There's a spotlight page that highlights continuous read of videos, and a search feature highlighting influencers, shows, things that might be of interest. And it also offers kind of news and entertainment by the search feature. So some of the things about Snapchat and any social media platform that we'd encourage parents to familiarise themselves with the features of the platform. We have our explainer's guide on the WebWise Parents Hub. Make sure your teen knows how to use it, how to use the report and blocking functions. And I suppose talk to them about connecting with accounts that they don't know and being respectful and being kind online.
So how do they know if they know the person or not? Does the name come up or what is like what's the word I'm even looking for? The handle. How does that work on Snapchat?
The handle.
Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah. It's the handle that will, the account handle will come up. And I suppose what we would say, if you don't recognise an account, don't connect with anybody you don't know.
Will it have a photo attached or anything?
Yeah, you can see the profile photo. But yeah, on your phone it can be hard to see sometimes as well. So we would always say to be cautious, and it's important for parents to have that conversation. You know, one of the big things about any social media platform is we want to share, we want to connect, but we do encourage teens in particular to only connect with people that they know in real life. And even if, you know, sometimes it can be easy to set up fake accounts as well.
Right.
And so having conversations with your child about how do they know somebody is who they say they are online is really important. And one of the other features that Snapchat has that maybe is a little bit different to the others is the Snap Map feature, where you can kind of share your location. Again, this has obvious concerns, privacy concerns for teens that might be using the app. And one of the other things that teens have brought up about this feature that bother them sometimes is, you know, it can lead to FOMO.
Fear of missing out, for anybody who doesn't know what that means. Fear of missing out.
Exactly. So, and this is a real thing for them. So if they see their friends maybe are, you know, together and have posted on the map and they're not involved, or, you know, they're not around that day, that leads to that FOMO feeling and can be a real thing for them as well.
Can I just ask, just finally, Jane, on this, the disappearing content on Snapchat would worry me a little bit, particularly if a teen got some abusive messages or, you know, I don't know, video bullying kind of content or whatever. How would they be able to do something with that? Or they wouldn't have the evidence if it disappears.
Yeah, so that I think that's one of the concerns with any of those ephemeral messages where the content disappears. You can try and take a screenshot. The other account will be notified. But I think the important thing to do is if anyone is being targeted online, to report that account, to tell somebody, to talk to somebody, to see if any evidence they can, and to get support as well. Bullying is not okay, and it's not allowed on platforms by their terms of service. And so it is important that it is flagged with the platforms as well. But Okay. Equally important that if a teen is experiencing anything online, that they talk to somebody about it. And it's also really important, you know, we encourage parents and families to talk about being respectful and being kind at every opportunity, whether it's online or offline, and that there's no difference. Our words can have an impact, and it's important to be a good friend online and to be respectful online as well.
Couldn't agree with you more. Jane McGarrigle there from webwise.ie, and that's where you can get an in-depth guide into social media if you're a parent and you want to have a look at that to get more information. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you, Trina.
This is a parent's guide to social media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBian, with the television licence fee.